Pleased to welcome in BJ from the Cedar Room, along with mixologist specialist Amber joining us here on KODY as well. Guys, good to see you back in the studio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Amber, what's in the cup this morning?
Water, I promise.
Oh, it doesn't smell like vodka, does it, BJ?
No, but we call those a windmill on the rocks.
A windmill on the rocks.
Oh, funny.
And we do offer a dirty windmill on the rocks, which is an iced tea.
Now, in all seriousness, BJ, we were just talking off the air a minute ago. The menu is changing a little bit and expanding even more the Cedar Room.
Even more. We've been listening to our customers coming to us saying that they want something different again. So what we've done, and then they want some of our old, I shouldn't say old, some of our other features that we've had in the past brought onto the menu. So we're amping up our menu again. What we're going to bring on full-time now for our new menu is a fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh.
With the Alfredo, you'll get your choice of a shrimp, chicken, or salmon. We're also doing a chicken salad and on a butter croissant sandwich.
Wow. We're doing it.
We brought that back again. That was very popular.
That was a lunch special we had, and everybody loved it.
So. It was pretty hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. It went really fast. So also, we're doing a little something different that we had a huge request, is we had our Beast Burger, and I don't know if you remember that. Our Beast Burger consisted of elk, bison, wild boar, and Wagyu.
Oh.
It's a thick burger patty. And the people just went nuts over it. So we're bringing that on the menu as well.
That's probably multiple meals for some people, too. Take that home, left over, and have dinner the next day.
It is. The crowd really loved it.
So. Almost like one of those challenges, see if you could finish it with the next number of
right,
minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then we're kind of experimenting with the desserts as well. We brought in a blueberry cheesecake. And we've been experimenting with that a little bit as well. And the crowd seems to enjoy that.
Wow.
So we just want to keep it fresh for everybody that comes in.
I was already pretty pleased with the menu, but we're going to be making it even better, I guess.
Right. You know, like we've always told our customers, you know, we appreciate their support. So we take their comments to heart.
Yeah.
And we bring it in.
Yeah. And this is true, too, for things behind the bar, Amber.
Obviously,
the mixologists are professionals. But if there's something that somebody wants to try they've had before and you're not aware of it, you've not made it before, you'll certainly give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll try it out and sometimes tweak it up a little bit. Maybe they like it better and maybe it doesn't work. But I'd say at least twice a week I'm trying to come up with new. I like to work with the seasons and the fresh fruits and the fresh herbs of the season to kind of work with the menu that's changing and work with kind of what's going on, you know, with the weather. You want fresher cocktails. You want, like, it's sunny. You want, like, a fresher, brighter
taste. More
fruit
probably with the warmer temperatures today and tomorrow, too.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're really playing around with some fresher flavors, and that's always fun for everybody, and people really enjoy that this time of year. So,
and that's one thing personally that I love as a customer of the Cedar Room, BJ, is that creativity is allowed to flow behind the bar, in the kitchen, and not only is it allowed to flow, it's encouraged.
It is, and actually, Hector just got back last Monday evening. U.S. Foods, one of our suppliers, brought our entire kitchen staff down to their research and development facility and kind of showed them some new things that is coming up, different options, and it's fun. It's not only a fun trip, but it's a very educational trip.
Absolutely.
For our kitchen, and let me tell you, they are wound up and excited to bring some of these new options and try on the customers that we've got coming in. And then also later on in July, we'll have another kitchen trip for our other supplier that's taking the kitchen down to show them some of their new products that are coming to town. So,
oh, awesome.
So, yeah.
Also, some live music being offered here at the Cedar Room. That's been something that's always been in the plan, obviously, with that stage setup. That's something that's been in the plan as long as the Cedar Room has been there. Live music's been at the Cedar Room many times before, and we're looking forward to continuing that.
It is. That's one of our biggest summertime events we like to do. We're kind of stretching our necks a little bit further into this summer, so we're bringing in more entertainment through the summer months. We had a past Kevin Kennedy Jr., which a lot of people know here in town's played for us before. So a friend of his called Dina Bach. She's a singer-songwriter from Chicago. So
she's actually
coming in Tuesday the 31st to play.
Cool.
At the Cedar Room.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so talking about the live bands, I'll transition us into Nebraska Land Day's Parade Day. So this year we're going to have a semi of our own that we're bringing in, and people have come to the restaurant, and a lot of people here locally know the Platinum Pearls.
Mm-hmm.
So they are actually going to be up on our semi.
How cool. For the parade route.
For the parade route.
Wow.
Playing as we go down through the parade.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a fun. We've got decorations, great ideas. Yoshida Detailing here in North Platte, I'll give a shout out for Jerry. He's actually going to detail the whole semi-trailer for us.
Oh, wow. That's going to be quite the task.
So we'll be bright and shiny. You won't miss us.
It'll be polished.
Right. Right. So, yeah. So that's another thing we're going to do. And then the Platinum Pearls that evening after the parade will be at the Cedar Room playing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, as always, reservations are encouraged for parade day, obviously, that evening, but pretty much any time, better safe than sorry, get those reservations in.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We're getting into those summer months now, and we're starting to really book up. So it is a good idea to get reservations. We try our hardest to get you in if you don't have a reservation. Most generally, we can get you slipped in.
Yeah, make something work. And one of the things that I love, too, about coming to the Cedar Room, Amber, is if you're celebrating something special, birthday, anniversary, or just celebrating to celebrate, you guys are more than accommodating, working with the flower market in downtown North Platte to put an arrangement out if need be, or mixing up something special behind the bar.
Yes.
Even in the kitchen, too, they have unique things they can do to celebrate.
Yeah, we do. I mean, really, whatever your idea is, we can usually come up with a plan for that. I have so many people calling about flowers, you know. I'll run over and pick them up for you if you want me to. No, it's just, you know, anything you want. I've made a cocktail menu for people before, a specific, you know, they like a certain flavor, and we've made cocktails for couples and parties and things like that. As far as like kitchen, if they want a specific meal, you know, we can try to get that worked out as well. So, you know, we really try to be accommodating for those special occasions, and it's just such a special place to come and, you know, have some nice entertainment and a nice evening.
Absolutely it is. BJ, anything else we need to add this morning, sir?
Yeah, we're doing, like we always do, we have our chef offerings that we always run Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we are talking in the process right now, instead of just running those Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to run them all week long after 5 o'clock.
Really?
That way it gives every customer out there the opportunity to get in and have that chef offering.
Sure.
Because we were feeling, you know, there's sometimes that people work their work schedules that Thursday, Friday, Saturday didn't work for them.
Sure.
So we're hoping, you know, we open it up for the full Tuesday through Saturday. It'll give them that option.
Awesome.
To come in and have. So this week's chef offering, if my phone will work here, it's going to be a beef burgundy. And what that is it's obviously it's our certified Angus beef medallions in a rich burgundy broth with a medley of baby carrots, fingerling potatoes, and mushrooms.
Interesting.
So that'll be this weekend's chef offering.
Awesome.
So we will keep that as we always have, and we'll always have that for as far as we're in business.
We're looking forward to another year anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
That's coming up quickly, hard to believe, Amber.
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe it's been 2 years. So
I know.
Those are COVID years, though, so it's almost like 12, I think, at this point.
Right.
I don't know how the math works in that.
Some days it seems longer, and some days it's just like, what?
We just opened.
Yeah.
It's crazy. A lot of the customers, especially those traveling through from the bigger cities, they'll ask us, how did COVID affect you? How did it hurt you? And honestly, it didn't.
No.
It was slight. I mean, it was very unnoticeable, thankfully.
It was.
And
we
that thanks a lot to the
blessed
community and to the staff, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Huge. We have an amazing support community. And our staff, I'll say it every day, I'll put our staff up against anybody. I mean, they are top-notch.
Except the dishwasher in the back. Sometimes that dishwasher that owns the place, sometimes Amber.
You know, Hector's not here to defend himself, okay?
So you will?
I have to, man.
Oh, okay.
They pay my bills.
Well, mine too, some. Now, if folks want to make a reservation, BJ, how can they do so?
There's multiple ways. We have a lot of folks that'll call us personally, which is absolutely fine. You can call the Cedar Room, 532-4825. You can go right online. Our reservation system is very simple to operate on there, or just swing in and we'll get your reservation.
And the website, cedarroomne.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, I thought so.
Yep.
And yeah, always just swing in. If you're out and about, run some errands, just stop in and ask about reservations. And if you have something specific, too, that you're wanting to celebrate or whatever, just call, stop in. More than happy to accommodate.
Right, yeah. We have quite a few parties actually booking for the summer months.
Good.
Yeah.
We had some graduation parties, some bridal showers.
Yep.
And like Amber said, we will custom make what you need for your bridal showers as far as food orders, as far as drinks. I mean, we're very flexible that way. We don't just give you a set menu. I mean, whatever menu we want, we'll bring it in for you.
Also want to remind folks that the Cedar Room does offer some carry-out services, both with the kitchen and with the bar as well. That executive order from Governor Ricketts during the pandemic is full force now. So if folks want to get a cocktail to go, they can do so now as
Certainly, yeah. We can hook you up to go and... you know, food orders. I take a ton of to-go orders during the day. So don't forget, you know, if you're running short on time, call us a little bit beforehand and we'll have it ready for you to pick up. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Guys, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again when we get ready for Nebraska Land Days.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.